quite the weekend. Started with the gutty win against Arizona. Heart stopper over Washington for good measure. He is the voice of the program. It is always fun to welcome in Terry Johns. Terry, appreciate the time. How are you?
Hey, always great to talk to you, my friend. Good to be heard.
So, beyond what we know, the guy who does bracketology for ESPN, Charlie Cream, he had Oregon in before the Arizona game. But from your chair, how would you say the comfort level increased once they beat the Wildcats?
It helped a little bit, but you still weren't positive. I think the Washington game, obviously, you were able to kind of go, okay, we're in. I don't think we really need to worry about it now. You still don't know. You got a week to wait. But, yeah, after the Arizona game, you felt you did. Charlie Cream has been pretty accurate over the years, so you
sure
kind
has.
Of trust that. But still, you can't go by that. He's not on the committee. I'm trying to think of her name, Dawson, Dawson,
yeah.
Who's with the Pac-12. She was the chairman of the NCAA selection committee a year ago. She's expressed, and I'm sure she's talking to some people that are on the committee, and that, that got you in. So you thought so, you hope so, but you still don't know until you selection Monday coming up next week that you're actually in. But after the Washington win, it would be a total shock if they're not in.
No, at this point, it's geography, it's where. But I want to get to the Arizona game. And, you know, the Cats were an 11 seed, but, man, that game was up for grabs in the fourth quarter. And obviously all season long, Sabrina and Ruthie Hebert got a lot of attention. But in this game in particular, Terry, that second half surge, how outstanding was another freshman, Mallory McGuire?
Yeah, Mallory, there's not many in the women's game at any level that you have a 6'5 post player that can step out to 15 to 18 feet and knock them down. And then go inside and post you up down low and say, give me the ball. There's not many like her. As Coach Graves has said all year long, you know, he goes, she's a pro. It's just a matter if she wants it bad enough to get there, because she is gifted with some big-time talent. Of course, good lineage in her family with Uncle Dan McGuire, Dan's her father, and Mark McGuire is the uncle. So she's got some good lineage. She's a terrific young lady. Just, you know, she's kind of a happy-go-lucky 6'5 post player who is really, really highly skilled. And whether she wants to work hard enough or enjoys it enough, or it's just a fun thing for her to do. But, man, she's got some big-time talent. They are so loaded, Steve. It's just crazy when you look at, you know, somebody asked me the other day, and I said, most teams, if you have more than one or two freshmen in your top eight rotation, you're probably going to, it's going to cost you.
Yep.
And this team has five in their top eight, and three of them are starting. And to get to the NCAA tournament with that, it's remarkable. I'm not sure we all realize how remarkable it is.
We're talking with Oregon hoop play-by-play man Terry Johns. You know, sometimes the stat sheet will tell the story, other times not so much. Against Arizona, 2 points, two assists, better numbers in the Husky win, but accurate to say the defense and kind of steadying influence of Maite Cazorla deserves its due?
Oh, yeah. Coach always talks about her. In fact, I vote on the media vote for the Pac-12 Player of the Week and all those things, and I voted her on the defensive team, and I know she didn't make it because I see her every day. I see what she's doing, and just if you look what she did against Kelsey Plum, and maybe, though she got 34, but, you know, she didn't get 57, so you kind of go, hey, that's pretty good. But, you know, Maite really made her work. I even commented during the broadcast at halftime that, you know, Kelsey Plum had 15, kind of right on her pace for her average of 31. But you know what? She was having to work very hard for most of those points, and that was the strategy. Make her work, and Maite got the assignment. Make her work hard, and hopefully at the end of the game, the legs aren't quite there, and she starts missing some shots that maybe she normally makes. And what do you know? That's what happened.
Unbelievable. The fourth quarter of the Washington game, obviously Lexi had the hot hand. And even though she forced a few shots in Sabrina, what I noticed, just her willingness to take the ball at a critical time, how unique is that for a freshman to not only willingly shoulder the burden, but have the confidence of her coaches to kind of have the green light to do so?
You don't see that. I remember the first, I think, a couple games that I said to Kelly, Coach Graves, I said, She doesn't play like a freshman, doesn't she? She's more like a junior, senior. He kind of shaking his head, yep, that's why we're glad she's here. And, you know, she still occasionally will do some freshman things, and there's still some things that, yeah, that even she has to work on. But you're right, she is not afraid of anything. And then stepping to the line with 6.4 seconds and knocking down a couple free throws when there's almost 10,000 fans there screaming, and most of them don't like you very much because you're wearing green and yellow, that to step up and with the confidence to know that she's going to do it. She's all about winning. She really doesn't care about stats. Even I've even told her with their four triple-doubles, I said, well, if you pass Nicole Powell and you get six triple-doubles, I'm going to start calling you TD. And she just got a smile. But, you know, she really, even in the postgame when I have her on, she really doesn't want to talk about it. She just wants to talk about the win. It's not a big deal to her. In high school, she had countless triple-doubles, and that's just the way she plays. It's just all about the win. If I don't score and you do and we win, she's happy.
No, her competitive nature doesn't matter what sport. It's as much as anybody you've seen. So is this? I think this is your 12th year calling Duck Hoops.
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. Okay. Women's basketball, yep. 19 years with the Ducks, but this is my 12th year with the women.
No, I was just going through. You saw Kelsey Plum as a freshman. Chinne Abumike, who ended up the number one pick in the WNBA draft. Sid Weiss, Jillian Aileen. You've seen some unbelievable players. When you think about Ionescu, how she fit in as a freshman, you know, I guess I'm asking you, Raider up that ridiculous scale.
Oh yeah, she's a program changer. You know, coaches like to call kids when they're recruiting them, and when they say that, well, you know, they're really, really, really good, and that's who she is. She is a program changer. Whatever school she went to, you knew she was going to be that way. And you know, and the nice part too, Steve, is I got to say this: is she's just a terrific kid. She's a really nice kid, not full of ego. I think she knows who she is. She's confident, but not full of ego and just wants to come win. But a terrific talent, you know, and her best talent, I think, well, besides her competitive nature and just not afraid to play and not afraid of moments, the big moment, is just her elite vision. She sees you on the floor. You better be ready, because you may get hit in the face if you're not ready, because the pass may be coming right your way, and you better catch it. Or she may come over and tell you, too, you know, hey, you want me to pass it to you? You better be ready, because I'm going to pass it to you right in that shooting pocket, Lexi Bando, and you better be ready to shoot. And, you know, she's just terrific in that way. I mean, she's just a great team player that is an elite talent. And, you know, they don't always happen that way.
No, and the joy is the rest of this year plus three. Oregon women's hoops with their play-by-play man, Terry Johns. Ironically, a couple weeks back, Kelly Graves had a Twitter contest, and it was, would you prefer the ball up one and have to play defense on a final possession, or would you prefer to be down one and get to play defense? So lo and behold, Ducks up one, Washington ball. They end with the timeout. What did Coach have to say after that about kind of that last sequence and how it seemed like it almost worked to perfection?
Yeah, I didn't get to have him on. It was Nicole Powell who had the scout, because he's kind of busy with Pac-12. But in talking with him, and talking with Coach Powell, it was just, you know, they had a foul to waste, so they used that, so made him use up a little bit of time. But, you know, then it's just make or take a tough shot. You knew it was going to Plum, and, you know, you knew who was going to get it. There was no question about that. And then try and help out Maite, who is guarding her, and help her out as best you can. And then, of course, don't foul her, because she's like an 89% free throw shooter, so you didn't want to do that. But Ruthie Hebert got a hand on it. But I think what they did was exactly what they wanted to do, was just you know, get the stop. You had to, or you don't win. And it's one of the best moments. I mean, I'll never forget it, with so many Husky fans there, and it just went kind of quiet except the Duck fans that were there and the players out celebrating. And then finally, when Coach had to do a TV interview right away, that was a special moment. And then the players were waiting for him to get done. They were talking to him out at center court, and they just rushed him, and they were all jumping up and down at center court. And Steve, I know I feel about Huskies the way you do a little bit. There were some Husky fans right behind me where I was broadcasting, yelling "Ducks suck!" and all. They were just so frustrated; they couldn't believe that they lost, and that was just a wonderful, wonderful moment.
That was awesome. You know, you didn't see it on TV because you were working, but the Pac-12 Network was interviewing Lexi, and sneaking up behind her was Ruthie Hebert, who came running three court, grabbed her, gave her a kiss, and ran off to the locker room. It was just it was just an absolutely brilliant moment. But all right, one more final question here. By the way, this having to wait a whole week to find out is just like torture. You look at this youth plus Lexi and Maite come back. Are they a little ahead of schedule? And with this kind of stability and a coach who, let's face it, he is fully invested. I mean, right now, I know it's easy to gush, but could the present and future be much more bright or exciting?
No. Absolutely. Somebody was asking me that today. I was over at Matthew and I doing some interviews and asking me that. I said, wait till next year. But, you know, because the recruits they have coming in next year, you know, Jacinta Vandenberg, Marche Moore graduating this year, and what they're keeping is going to be quite remarkable. And trust me, being there at the Pac-12 tournament where all the 12 teams are in the same hotel and you talk to some coaches that I've gotten to know, maybe from some other teams, trust me, they know what's going on in Eugene with Kelly Graves and this Oregon program, and they realize what is happening and what is coming. But yeah, as far as ahead of schedule, for them, if you ask them, their goal was to get to the NCAA tournament, right? So they expected to be there. There was a couple weeks ago, I had Mallory McGuire on, we were talking about earlier in the post game, and I said, you know, some fans, some people think, well, wait till next year, but you guys have never looked at it that way, have you? And she kind of was looking at me as I was asking the question, was like, what are you talking about? Of course we expected to be in the NCAA tournament. That's why we're here. That's basically what she was saying.
No, it's the truth. And when you're that great in high school, you don't lose a lot. So you don't think it's going to start once you get to college. But, yeah, this is pretty special stuff. He's the voice of the Duck women's basketball program. You can also hear him on Duck Insider, on the Oregon IMG football broadcast, on Twitter, the handle at Terry John. Spell that J-O-N-Z. Sir, always great catching up. Appreciate the time. And wherever it may take you, enjoy the tournament.
All right, we'll do that, Steve. Thanks for having me on, and go Ducks.
All right, have a good one.